Thanks for calling the customer service. My name is Tatika. How may I help you?
Yes. I'm calling in response to credit card transaction on April 20th, 2022. I had one the month before also. It's for Advanced Living Booster, TEL, telephone or whatever, I don't know. Anyway, I did not authorize charging me for this. It was supposed to be canceled. They went through PayPal once, and it was canceled through that. And I want it taken care of, or I'm turning it over to other authorities to respond to it.
Could I have your zip code, please?
61520. It's for $59.89.
First and last name, please.
Lily, L-I-L-L-I-E. I did order it once. I paid it in full. I no longer want any further.
How much are the charges?
$59.89 for this bill.
Okay, and you said the zip code is what, ma'am? Because I haven't found, your first name is supposed to be Lily or last name?
My last name is Lily.
Mm-hmm. Spell your last name.
Capital L-I-L-L-I-E.
First name?
Donna. D-O-N-N-A.
Could you verify your address, Miss Lily?
Yes, it's 233 West Myrtle, M-Y-R-T-L-E Street, Canton, Illinois, 61520.
Okay. Okay. When did you call in, ma'am?
When did I call in?
Yeah, that you said you didn't want this?
I do not. Oh,
you said
we're on it, and they have, like, continued billing me for it.
Okay.
I got one last month, and I didn't authorize that either.
Okay, well, basically, they didn't charge you this month. They did charge you last month.
Yes,
okay,
it's April 20th.
Yes, ma'am. April
21st. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, basically what it was is, did you remember, I don't know exactly.
I do not have a May on here yet. You're right.
Correct. But do you remember entering a contest for a Dyson vacuum?
No.
Okay, and this stemmed all the way back to March 22nd of 2022 that this entry was made. Well, Dyson, yes, ma'am. It was March the 22nd of 2022. And it was done at 8:31 p.m.
It went through, did it go through PayPal?
I have no idea. Only thing I know is.
I called PayPal and they were supposed to take it off and cancel it.
Mm-hmm. I don't see anything about PayPal
because
contacting us.
I did not accept whatever was put in.
Okay, because basically,
I did not approve it.
Okay, so you didn't put in the contest for the Dyson vacuum at all?
No.
Okay, so this is fraud. So basically what we're going to...
I might have started it, but I did not authorize this.
Did you put in your information, your PayPal, your, hold on, let me see. Did you put in your, it says a MasterCard ending in 6537.
No, I didn't complete it. I didn't accept the.
Okay, well, this is how, that did this, well, I'm just going through what I got.
And
basically,
I did not receive it or anything, so.
Basically, this would have been, you talking about the Dyson vacuum?
whatever it's for, this Living Booster.
It's a meal planning app.
Oh no, I did not.
It was in the terms and agreements, and you said you did not go through with it, but that's how they got you signed up.
They stole it then and continued it or whatever.
Basically, this is.
I did not complete it.
Okay, this is, like I said, this is a reoccurring charge. And basically, this is how this started. I don't know exactly, like I said, what I see on my computer is that it was a Dyson vacuum contest that was entered. And also in the terms and agreements, it enrolled you in this meal planning app called Bite Hubs. So basically, that's what you're getting charged for.
But I didn't do anything to respond to receiving anything. So even if I started...
I like I said, I don't know nothing about the website, ma'am. We're just third-party customer service center that handles nothing but customer service for hundreds of companies. So I don't know exactly what it looked like or anything. I just go by what I see on my computer.
How am I supposed to get this canceled then?
I can cancel it. That's what we do. That's why we handle customer service. But
is it cancel this one, or is it going to take it out of the computer altogether?
It's going to take it out of the computer altogether.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. It's going to take all your information and everything.
I think what happens sometimes is when you go onto their page,
mm-hmm.
They immediately...
only thing I know is with me, I used to keep all my information with Google, but I stopped it because...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They take the... They went right in and... Because I did that recently for something else, and they had it within not even an hour. They contacted... sent me a text saying that they had it on hold for me if I wanted to complete the process. And I was just, I hadn't given them that kind of consent or anything. I was just looking into what they had.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Yeah, they do that.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, because my God.
So, yes, you would.
Yes, ma'am, I do have that canceled. No reoccurring charges will come out of your account future. Do you have a pen and piece of paper so I can give you a cancellation number?
Yes, I do. Right here, I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be C as in Charlie. C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920-606-266.
Susan Charlie 520-606.
No, ma'am. 920.
Oh, 9.
Yes, ma'am.
920-606-266.
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay.
But
all
do have you canceled. No further charges will come out of your account, okay?
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great
Bye.
Day. Bye-bye.
Bye.